From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, some news you can use the next time you have to release a crocodile in the wild in the hopes that it won't come back to where you found it. It's not an everyday problem for most of us, but in Florida, sometimes a crocodile crawls into someone's yard and sometimes the croc is placed back in the wild. The crocs are evidently a very gifted species when it comes to getting right back to that same yard after they've been taken away. So here is the latest experimental tool to keep them from doing that. Magnets. Lindsay Horde, biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, joins us from his office in Okeechobee, Florida. Lindsay Horde, what do you do with magnets?
We're attempting to disorient the crocodile's navigational senses and prevent it from returning to its capture site by placing magnets on a crocodile's head while it's in transit from its capture site to its release site. Of course, then we remove the magnets at its release site, and the hope is that at this point it doesn't know where it's at. So if it doesn't know where it's at, it can't return to where it came from.
This is safer than blindfolding the croc and spinning him around many times. You're trying to confuse the crocodile's navigational system here.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. How many times have you tried it?
We've tried it just twice. Some scientists in Mexico dealing with the same species, the American crocodile, tested it for a couple of years and had reported some fairly good success. We saw the article and, of course, said, well, we might as well try this. We're already relocating crocodiles, so it can't hurt. Let's see if this works for us.
And still too early to find out whether those two crocs have...
Way too early.
Why, in theory, would the magnets block the crocodile's sense of direction or location? Is it? Do we assume that their whole system of navigation is magnetic?
Well, there's some evidence that they sense the Earth's magnetic field in some way to orient themselves. There's some evidence that they use celestial navigation. They probably use visual cues when they're close to something. They may even use olfactory stimulus to return to their house. It just depends on, the distance that you're talking about. Certainly for over long distances, they're going to have to use something that basically is like a GPS, that it says, okay, you were here, you're here now, here's how you get back to where you were.
Now, we say place magnets on the crocodile's head. It sounds a lot easier said than done. It sounds rather dangerous putting little magnets on the crocodile.
It's really not. Of course, we're having to capture these crocodiles anyway, in these situations. So once we capture the crocodile and it is secured, then we're basically just taping these magnets to the crocodile's head. It looks like and seems like it's dangerous, but in reality, if we're doing the things properly, it's not that dangerous.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. Well, just before I let you go, we should note that the problem for people in Florida that crocodiles turn up on their property is evidence in part of a solution for the crocodiles, that you've actually been able to bring back the crocodile population in Florida over the years.
Yes, the American crocodile population in Florida is really an endangered species success story. However, the result of that recovery is that crocodiles are now being encountered in places where they haven't been seen for several decades, and those areas are places where people live. And, our job is to try to balance the needs of a recovering species along with public safety. So, we obviously try to get people to coexist with these crocodiles as much as possible.
Mr. Horde, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Today. That's Lindsay Horde, who is a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He joined us from Okeechobee, Florida.